For decades, San Joaquin Valley residents have been calling for a local medical school, but it's been slow going. Plans at UC Merced have stalled, and a state bill that would have brought a public medical school to Fresno State died in the assembly in March. And yet, as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, the Fresno area could soon be home to not one, but two private medical schools in just the next 2 years.
Dr. Howard Teitelbaum is passionate about medical education, so much so that he was recently on the founding faculty at a medical school in Tennessee.
There's very few things I can think of that rival starting a medical school.
His newest venture, a brand new med school right here in Fresno. Teitelbaum says the California Central Valley College of Osteopathic Medicine could be up and running by the fall of 2019.
If you take a look at the distribution of physicians, you tend to see that the Central Valley is bereft of primary care. And therefore, it seems to me to be a good place to try to make a start.
CCVCOM has been making plans in downtown Fresno for years, but it's laid low and has avoided public announcements. It's owned by Manipal Global Education Services, an India-based corporation that owns a family of universities and colleges in Asia, the Middle East, and the Caribbean. This would be Manipal's first school in the U.S., and despite its international financing, Teitelbaum says its focus will be on local communities.
My overall objective would be that we are going to make a positive impact on the health care of the people of Fresno and the surrounding area.
Another school you may have heard of is California Health Sciences University, or CHSU, a few miles away in Clovis. It's home to a pharmacy college in its third year, with plans to open up many other health-related schools down the line. Wendy Duncan is the university's provost, and she says the next school on the list is a College of Osteopathic Medicine, which it also plans to open in 2019.
We need to develop the curriculum, hiring started. We need to have a building built. And so there's an awful lot that goes on between now and then.
Unlike Teitelbaum's school, CHSU is homegrown. It was founded by the Yosemi family, which owns local housing developer Granville Homes. Full disclosure, Granville is a corporate sponsor of KVPR. Duncan says the Yosemi family's roots relate directly to the university's mission.
At the heart of who we are, it's all about really creating equity in the region. I know that both deans that I've hired have serving the underserved as the core of who they are.
Both of these schools would produce osteopathic doctors, or DOs, rather than MDs, who practice allopathic medicine. So why would both schools teach osteopathic medicine? Both Teitelbaum and Duncan explain it's partly because of the local need for primary care providers. Even though doctors in both disciplines undergo rigorous training and qualify for most of the same residencies, osteopathic physicians tend to focus more holistically on the entire body. Dr. Boyd Boozer, president of the American Osteopathic Association, says more than half of osteopathic doctors stay in primary care.
We recognize that a person's state of health is influenced by the body, the mind, and the spirit. And we recognize that in the way we think about our approach to providing care for our patients.
What's happening locally also reflects a national trend. 40 years ago, osteopathic med students made up about 6% of medical students in the U.S. Now, that number has surged to nearly 25%. DOs and MDs practice alongside one another in hospitals and clinics. Plus, more osteopathic med schools are awaiting accreditation than allopathic ones.
It's just been a steady upward trajectory for us, and even more so just in the last 20 years. And I believe that the future's never been brighter for osteopathic medicine.
Medical education doesn't stop with med school. Both colleges are in talks with local health centers to provide clerkships to med students and residencies for graduates. There are enough opportunities that the two schools don't need to be in direct competition. CCVCOM is in talks with local hospitals, though Teitelbaum wouldn't confirm which ones. And Duncan hopes to partner CHSU with federally qualified health centers. Nicole Butler, executive director of the Fresno Madera Medical Society, says this is really exciting.
The way that they want to roll this out, it's going to work because you have Manipal that's going to focus on the hospitals, and then you have California Health Sciences University that's going to focus on the rural market, and I think that's great.
Fresno Mayor Lee Brand also looks forward to the economic benefits these schools could bring.
Physicians who finished medical school here and their residency here, they start a practice, they hire physicians assistants and aides and bookkeepers, so it all has a direct economic impact on the city of Fresno in a very positive way.
There is one economic wrinkle to take into account. Until these schools become accredited, their students won't be eligible for federal loans. They'll have to fight for a limited pool of scholarships or pay in cash, challenges that may still send local doctors-to-be elsewhere. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.